Sarah Acton and it's Wednesday the 19th of May and I'm here with
Judy Moore
and we are in the car park near to Hardy's Monument on the South Dorset Ridgeway and we've been talking all about spring this morning and on all things to do with May Day. Judy, do you have any memories of May Day?
I do indeed. I was born in Helston, so I'm actually entitled to dance in the floral dance known to the locals as the Ferry Dance, which is on the 8th of May, now a couple of weeks ago. But I've never been back in the direction of Helston, really, to be bothered to acquire the Victorian frock and the hat and all the business. There's wonderful footage of it online, but I don't anticipate I shall ever do that. What I do miss is Padstow May Day, which I used to attend with my then fiancé back in the very early 70s, which was a completely different and rather more pagan festival, which was a lot of fun and involved an awful lot of drink.
And that's a tradition that's carried on, it's just carried on through the centuries.
I'm not sure it went on through the war, and there is an extra os now from what there used to be. There's the blue os and the red os, the old os and the young os. One comes out of the Metropole Hotel at the top of the hill, which is a bit posh, and the other one comes out of the Golden Lion down in the bowels of the town, which is not posh. And it has changed, which is quite right. Traditions should change. There is an element of competition now, which there never was back in the olden times. I'm not sure anybody would remember now when the second os was introduced.
And thinking about your Dorsets in May Day and springtime, we were talking a bit earlier, what is it that you look forward to in spring?
I look forward to the greening of the trees, and spring is really strange this year because driving over here from Weymouth, some trees were already proper green and some of them are just lime green and some of them haven't burst out at all yet, and yet the bluebells are out and in some places quite nearly over. So it's been a strange season, and of course because it's 2021 and we're still hanging on to the coattails of the COVID epidemic, it's been strange in many ways, and even the trees seem to have caught it. Other people were saying about that bluebells and garlic. Yeah, I think you were saying about garlic and other things from spring, but it's the trees for me.
We've had a lovely couple of hours up here at Hardy's Monument. Is there anything in particular that you'll take away of a memory that we've had today?
Yes, I've got it all written down. You know me, I am an awful note jotter, and I have jotted. And yes, I'm looking forward to working that up into some really quite image-full bits of this and that. The Hardy poetry was particularly apt. I'm quite a fan of Hardy poetry.
And do you come up here often?
I have been here before, but not often. Beautiful, loved it. So it makes Hardy's Monument much more of a event.
Because it's a bit different experiencing the landscape in a group like this. And because there's a lot of talking, which we've all missed so much, haven't we? This extra dimension of all being together and adding in our own stories and our voices and hearing from everybody who's been here. But is there anything you've found out today about relationship to landscape that you might take away with you, for you personally?
Well, I'm a country girl. I spent a lot of years away from this kind of engagement with it, and I moved heaven and earth to get back to it. So it's really a rediscovery for me. The thing that hurts my soul is the fact that even today, even up here in this largely wild place, there is rather little of what I remember of nature. I don't think I've seen a butterfly this morning. We've seen very few birds. Obviously the green pelt of the land is still here, the bluebells are blooming and the grass is growing, but it's so much less. Or perhaps I'm not looking well enough yet. Perhaps I haven't re-educated my eyes. Let's hope it's that.
To tune in. Let's hope it's that. But there is also that sense of nostalgia that there was always more at some point, whether it's in our childhoods or growing up, that we used to see more of things. And I think it is real. So it's even more important as we pay attention to the ones that are here and to talk about them.
And to talk about them, yes. Yeah. And to write about them,
and
yes.
To write about them for you because you were
I fully intend to so do. It was the sea that I missed so much for 30 years, so back there is where I always gravitate. But this too is magnificent. My brother, when he comes and we drive, say, to Bridport or wherever it is we go, we come up to one of the many crests of the many hills, the shoulders of the Ridgeway, as you were saying earlier, and he always goes, ah.
Yes, why now, do we do that?
He lives in Kent. He has plenty of Ridgeways to go ah at himself, but he always appreciates the rolling hills of Dorset and the views out over the sea from the tops. Yeah, it's grand here. I love it to bits.
It's an involuntary sigh, isn't it?
Yes.
It's real and it's physical.
We're here.
We're coming up to the summit.
We're coming
down into the valley. We can see the sea here, the massive expanse.
It's good.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Pleasure.